Two games were played today. Yes, that is game 163 for four teams. Yes, there were also players recognized for today, as it is the end of the month stuff for September. Today's covering October 1st. Yes, October 1st. It is October. Postseason is just around the corner. I'm Kramer Sanson, as always, here on the Scoreboard Report. Let's get into this. So, players of the week were involved as Yankees first baseman Luke Voit had three home runs and he had a .989 slugging percentage. Rockies' David Dahl had six home runs with a 1,000 slugging percentage for the week. Pitchers of the month included Blake Snell, who was 5-0 with a 1.26 ERA. And then Rockies' Herman Marquez had three wins with a 2.14 ERA. Rookies of the month for his Angels, Shohei Ohtani, who had seven home runs with 18 RBIs, and Nationals' Juan Soto with six home runs and 20 RBIs. The players of the month concluded as the Angels, Mike Trout, had eight home runs with 16 RBIs, and the Brewers, Christian Yelich, had 10 home runs with a .807 slugging percentage. And to cap that all off with our relievers of the month, the Oakland Athletics' Blake Treinen had 13 and a third innings of pitched with zero ERA, and the Brewers' Corey Knebel had 15.1, so 15 and a third innings of pitched with a zero ERA. Those are your players of the month and players of the month, players of the week, rookies of the month, and pitchers of the month, plus the relievers of the month in the Major League Baseball realm. So there was two games played today, and let's kick off with Christian Yelich has an easy smile and a champagne-soaked t-shirt, as it is said it all. A division title is much more fun than a triple crown, he says. Yelich collected three more hits as the Milwaukee Brewers won their first NL Central title since 2011, beating the Chicago Cubs 3-1 on Monday in a tie-breaking game. The silky smooth slugger staled in his bid for the league's triple crown in decades, but it stared once again as the Brew crew captured the biggest prize of the day. And what a day for Walker Buehler, the rookie of the pre-natural claim pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, to record his sixth consecutive NL West title. Buehler tossed a one-hit ball into the seventh inning, and Cody Bellinger and Max Muncy launched two-run home runs to beat the Colorado Rockies 5-2 in a tiebreaker on Monday. So, your Milwaukee Brewers are the NL Central Division champions, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are the National League West champions here in the postseason. So, yes, postseason is Tuesday, kicking it off with the wild card game between the Rockies and Cubs and with the A's and Yankees on, followed by on Wednesday. So, postseason's around the corner is here. So, who wins? This is my predictions right here for Major League Baseball postseason of 2018. So I'm going to start off with the National League, as it would be the Cubs versus the Rockies going to be played tomorrow. Well, Tuesday, as this is being pre-recorded. And so my picks between this would be the Rockies. Only reason because I feel like the Cubs have those two straight weeks of being solid and very hot, as they are a very streaky team. And then they have that week where they don't score any runs. Kind of like how today, they did not score as much runs as they thought they were going to, as it was 3-1, as that was the final score. The Cubs have been that prominent team to only score, has that week where they scored a total of, I believe, five total runs in between the ending of August into September. So I feel like this is what's happening with the Cubs right now. That's the only reason why, so that the streak for them is going lower, like the streakiness. So that's the only reason why I'm picking the Rockies. So the Rockies will play the Milwaukee Brewers in the NLCS, as long as the Dodgers and Braves. Right now, let's go up to the Dodgers and Braves advancing over. I feel like it would be the Dodgers beating the Braves. I don't feel the Braves as a very big threat to the Dodgers. I know they had that 2000, and I feel like it's either 11 or 12 where they did play each other, and the Dodgers did win, so I feel like that's what's going to happen once again. So I feel like the Dodgers will play the Milwaukee Brewers in the NLCS titles to get rid of those division series. So the Milwaukee Brewers will beat the Colorado Rockies, and so I'm going to have the NLCS as the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll pause that right there, and we'll go over switch sides to the American League, as it is the Oakland Athletics versus the New York Yankees. I feel like this Oakland Athletics team is very, very, very dominant in their bullpen, and I feel like that's their strongest point, and they are the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. That's with Jeris Familia, Blake Treinen. They could all have Lou Trevino in there as well into that mix, as that lockdown bullpen. And so I feel like the A's will beat the Yankees in the wild card game. And I feel like the A's will also beat the really, really hot Boston Red Sox. Boston hasn't really had much competition, but when they play Oakland, there's been very good competition between them. I feel like the Red Sox won as many games as they could during the regular season, but sometimes that doesn't really fare to the teams that have won that much. They really don't do good into the postseason. So that's the only reason why I'm picking the Oakland Athletics to beat the Boston Red Sox in the AL Divisional Series. So if we go up to the Cleveland Indians and the Houston Astros, this could be a very good toss-up game. I feel like the edge on this team on both sides, one of them is their pitching, but it's Cleveland, and the hitting is for Houston. It's going to be a very good back-and-forth game, series, I should say. But I do feel like the Cleveland Indians have the edge over the Houston Astros just because of that bullpen and that pitching they have is very, very stellar. So we have in the ALCS the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics, and in the NLCS we have the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll switch sides back over to the National League, as I feel like Milwaukee will have the edge against the Dodgers because of how hot they have been of late. They've won 8 straight games, and they picked up their 8th win today. That was beating the Chicago Cubs 3-1. And I just feel like they have more to prove than what they have. As I have them beating the Colorado Rockies, then I have them beating the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are a very dominant team. The only thing that worries me about this team is their starting pitching. How long can it go? Their bullpen is great with Josh Hader, Corey Knebel, and Jeremy Jeffers. This is a very good bullpen team, and their hitting is phenomenal. They have players on the World Series, the 2015 World Series team, such as Lorenzo Cain and Mike Moustakas, that could help them with that veteran presence. Ryan Braun has been in the postseason before in 2011. It's been a while since he's been back, but he is a leader of this team, and he will help this team in the very crucial points. And you have Christian Yelich on this team that is by far one of the best hitters in the postseason today, along with Mookie Betts, but I mean, I have the A's beating the Red Sox, but still, Milwaukee Brewers are in the World Series. So let's go over to the ALCS. We have the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. I am just very high on this Oakland Athletics team. I feel like this is a very well put together team with their defense and offense, plus their pitching. It'll be a very tough 7-game series for them with the Indians, but I'm taking the Oakland Athletics to win this. So yes, the Oakland Athletics will take on the Milwaukee Brewers in the World Series, and this will be a very, very fun game to watch. Hopefully this does happen. I'm not very good on predictions, but this is just my predictions, as I want this to happen. I know everybody has their own opinion on what they have, and I mean, please let me know what you guys think of what could happen now. So I have Oakland Athletics, Milwaukee Brewers. I'm giving the edge to the Oakland Athletics. Oakland Athletics, like, by far have very defensive sound, very offensive sound, and they also have a very good bullpen and their starting rotation. So I'm picking Oakland Athletics to win the World Series. Let me know what you think, but once again, this is the Scoreboard Report. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone. You have a wonderful day.